This is Scott Becker, the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Today we've got a physician and entrepreneur with us, Dr. Sam Romeo. Dr. Romeo is the founder and managing partner of Tower Health and Wellness, and we'll visit with him and learn a little bit about this today. Dr. Romeo, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm 80 years old. I've been married 60 years, and the most important part of my life, I guess, is 6 kids, 5 MDs, 1 LCSW. 2 surgeons, 3 family docs, 23 grandkids, and 1 great-grandchild.
How did you survive 60 years of marriage, Dr. Romeo? Could you give us some advice on that?
Yeah, one day at a time. That's right. You know how to say yes, ma'am.
Hey, you learned early, and you said it often. And what a nice job you and your wife did of raising children. 6 kids, 23 grandkids, hopefully aside from being all accomplished professionals, very nice and kind people, I take it.
God's been very good to us, yes, thank you.
That's magnificent. Talk for a moment, Dr. Romeo, you know, about Tower Wellness. What I really want to ask you is the secret to 60 years of marriage and keeping happy all the time, but because we're on a healthcare podcast, I'm going to focus on Tower Wellness. Tell us about Tower Health and Wellness.
Well, it's Tower Health and Wellness Center, and I think it's important because I think there are other towers in the country. And we're in Turlock. We moved here after many years in academia, just from my historical piece. And we had 4 of our 6 kids you come to Turlock, and 17 grandkids, and with that being the reality, you can guess what Grandma said, we're gonna move. So we came here in 2002, and there was essentially no places to practice and no offices to rent except for one, in which we did, which is the rent the kids started in. And it just became increasingly apparent that the community needed doctors, and they need, in order to do that, you need to have space. And with the collaboration of the hospital owner, the hospital administrator at that time, we started with a small clinic and then doubled it because of his needs to recruit as well. And now we have a 70,000 square foot facility that includes a surgery center, that includes a restaurant, a flower shop, physical therapy, lab, and primary care, and imaging center, physical therapy, et cetera. So it's a fairly full.
And when you talk about building the 70,000 square foot facility, the Tower Health Wellness Center, I mean, it's really a lot more than just a practice office. It's a surgery center, imaging center, a restaurant, a flower shop, all these things. Talk about how this plan took shape. Did you wake up one day and say, I want to build this great center, or did it just evolve over time? How did this happen that you grew into having this 70,000 square foot magnificent center?
Well, the last 2000 was add on because we ran out of money in the first one, but that's based on the expansion. So the imaging center, the pharmacy, and the physical therapy piece, we've actually moved from the main building into the new building, and we're backfilling the old building for that space now. But it basically grew out. If you were to look at it on the webpage, you'll see that it's not just an office. We actually had the vision that, you know, I'm a family doc by history and training, and I just think that medicine should be a place where wellness is the critical piece. And when you walk into a doctor's office, you walk in the office with the idea that you ought to feel like you're going to get better, and that was the concept. So, if you do that, we have a large atrium where we have weddings and christenings and etc. So it's a gathering place right along with everything. And that was all original concept of what primary care or medicine ought to be. And that's one, if you're not well, you got to get well. And our task is to facilitate that process in every way possible.
Dr. Romeo, you're 80 plus years old. What is the secret to staying healthy and well? you know, all of us today are walking. We hear all this about what we're supposed to eat. It's hard to keep eating how we're supposed to eat. But what's the secret to staying healthy, to staying well for 80 plus years? How do we do that?
To be honest, from my perspective, it's having a great woman, first of all, and I think just the fact that love and life and spirituality and all that stuff is just such a critical part of having purpose, and we have purpose where we've been very nomadic. We've lived in about 7 states, and we started in the Navy for 6 years, and in private practice for 10, and then went into managed care as a CEO for about 8 years, and then went into academia and 3 different medical schools for 20, and now for the last 15 in Turlock. And it's been a joyful ride, where there's never a day that I don't get up and I don't want to go to work.
Let me ask you this question, Dr. Romeo. You built and had the vision for this magnificent center, 70,000 square feet, does all kinds of things. And you could be honest with us, and you don't have to, nobody has to know, but was it your wife's idea or your idea?
I've been married so long, I don't know there's a separation anymore.
Yes, but you've had magnificent fun. And so the secret to long life and happiness, have a great partner, have a purpose, laugh, enjoy yourself. You've been so nomadic, and that's been fascinating, right? I mean, fascinating. You've lived in a lot of different places.
Yeah, and again, it's not where you live, it's who you live with and for what purpose you're there. And I just think the geography is an accident. A purpose is the reality. And life is much bigger than just where your roots are.
I have a question.
When you think about it, for a kid that grew up in Nevada, when I was 16 before I had telephone, inside plumbing, or electricity.
And tell us that again. Grace, our producer, is a young person. I'm somewhere in between the two of you. Tell us again. You grew up without what?
Well, I grew up in a ranch in northeastern Nevada. The population 1/4 person per square mile, and we didn't have electricity or plumbing or telephone until I was 16.
That is simply amazing. So at 16, you went from no plumbing, no electricity, to a cell phone and a car.
Yeah, isn't that interesting, huh? We think about that.
There weren't cell phones back there. I even know that.
The telephone line we had was a party line. You one spin was the first branch, 2 spin was the second one, and the third one was the 3 spins, and everybody was on the same line.
That is just really, truly amazing. When you look at the country today, we've just gone through this very combative election and so forth. Any different competitiveness-wise to 60, 70 years ago, or you look at this with perspective and say, it's going to be okay. You got these two parties, they're both insanely fighting with each other, but it's going to be okay.
I wish I could say that. I don't feel that anymore. I think in terms of the election thing, that we are far more despair today than we've been. In terms of the political national scheme of things, I was sitting in the second floor of the medical school when they announced that JFK had been killed or had been shot, and I remember that day with tears in my eyes, and I think, really, right now, we're close to that same kind of a desperation. So to be very honest with you, I'm very anxious about what the next 4 years. And again, we don't know what the results of the election is, and I'm still prayerful that what's being predicted right now is not true. So you know my political leanings right now.
Yeah. So certainly a fascinating situation. I mean, I think this election is over at this point. That that Biden has won. I mean, I know they're still fighting lots of things and so forth, but I don't see that changing. And I think that's where we're at. I know Arizona might still flip one way or the other. And again, for our audience parlance, we're talking November 9th, 2020, just several days after the election, of November 10th. But we'll see what happens. But
But see the dilemma. You may be correct. The problem I have right here is that if you think about what put the dynamic together to be able to get to this point today, it actually, in my view, it's a combination of two things. One is a disastrous response to the COVID issue. And again, I'm 90, and for the first 6 months, we were basically isolated at home, my wife and I. We got several comorbid problems, plus the fact of our age. And so that was the first thing that was problematic. And then the second thing that went into the voting with the mail-in votes and all of that disastrous kind of a process. That just I think the credibility of the election right now is much more like what we saw when Yeltsin won in Russia many years. And my wife and I happened to be there on a speaking tour at that time, and that's a long time ago, which is very spooky. If I have a challenge, you have no idea what hazard you're facing the rest of the country if you want to live under the California kind of a rule, which I anticipate is the challenge coming forward. It was a real problem.
Tell me what you mean by that, by the California rule. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, the liberal, the Newsom lockdowns, the mandates, the inability to communicate, the fact that if I followed the rules, I couldn't have my grandkids over even to the house, even if they were looking through the window. It's the restaurant has trouble because they closed it down. And the reality is it's some distant person, whether it's a state, the local, or federal, that's telling me that my responsibility is then taken over by somebody else by dictating whether I should or shouldn't do something. I just disagree.
Right. And your point would be whether Republican or Democrat, that you enjoy personal freedom and are a fan of personal freedom, more of a libertarian view than necessarily a Democratic or Republican view, don't like to be told what to do. And 90 years old, you've been married for 60 years, you've learned well enough to be told what to do at home, and have a loving, loving relationship, but prefer not to have government telling you what to do.
That's correct. It's my responsibility. If I'm going to get sick with COVID and die, that's my fault, not yours.
And there's all kinds of different schools of thoughts on it. And again, we try to be nonpartisan. There's different schools of thought. We try to be completely nonpartisan, but respect your views greatly. But another question for you, Dr. Romeo, and I'll give you a data and science question. Because, everybody says they follow the data and science, okay? 83% of your children are doctors. What percentage of grandchildren do you expect to be doctors?
How many of my grandkids?
What do you expect? I mean, if 83%, and I followed all these polls in the election, I've been watching them all, and the most accurate poll I've seen yet tells me that 83% of your children, 5 out of 6, are doctors.
Yeah.
What are the chances that 83% of your grandchildren will be doctors?
Oh, I can tell you it's not that high for sure, but it's higher than normal. We already have three that's on the way to medical school. One that's in medical school with his wife. So the kids are just in college and getting out of college. My wife's a teacher by history.
You'll at least have horror so out of 23, and you count quicker then ballots are being counted in some of our states in our country.
I have to say that again.
You count quicker than they're counting ballots in some of the states in the country.
Yes.
Yes. No, that's good. That's good. I mean, they count ballots in some states so slowly, but you're able to count doctors pretty quickly at the dinner table. You got six doctors out of nine of you or so, or eight of you. It's magnificent. Anyways, Dr. Romeo, what other advice can you leave people with? You've had this magnificent career, magnificent marriage, great business. What advice can you give people about how they should live their lives?
How do you live your life? I think I related to that before. I think a big dose of humility makes it ensures that you have a compatible relationship. I think that's first of all, and stay true to your commitments. I just think that the reality of what's happening in the educational systems and the political system is that we've lost the order of things. The life begins at a family, and it grows to the community, and then it gets bigger beyond that. But if you don't have a good core value and humility and love at the family base, you're high risk of failure going forward.
Well, thank you, Dr. Romeo. We appreciate you joining us magnificently today. What a life that you've lived, and what a magnificent family you and your spouse have raised. And we're just thrilled to get a chance to visit with you today for a few minutes on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I want to thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. And I think you've interviewed one of my oldest son, the orthopedist in Chicago.
Oh, yes. Dr. Anthony Romeo. As good as they come.
That's my oldest boy.
Well, as good as they come, as good a guy as they come. You know, I didn't know that was your son. I saw the names in common, but Dr. Romeo, the other Dr. Romeo, is a kid. He's like a kid compared to you, but as good a doctor in person as they come.
Well, again, I think that's one of the things that we share in all of our kids, is that they're really good docs. They're really good people. And I think that's going to make this country better, not some outside influence coming tell me what to do.
No. And your son is a magnificent leader and physician, as you are. And it is. I'm glad to now make the connection. Understand. I want to thank you again, Dr. Romeo, for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I now, when I talk to Anthony, to Tony, your son, I will now always refer to him as Junior, as the kid, now that I've had a chance to visit with the father, even though he's probably my age.
God bless you. You bet. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sam. Take care. What a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your call. Bye-bye.